Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim is daf Ayin Gimel, and we are holding on the third line, right at the top of the daf, Shachato Shlolo, Lo Chlav. We have at the end of the Mishnah, we've gone to the complicated part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah seems pretty straightforward. As a matter of fact, it seems so straightforward that it isn't even necessary at all, and it strikes you as, well, obviously, you're telling me if I shechted the carbon in a way that passes the carbon, so Shlolo Chlav. So then I'm chayev on the Chilul Shabbos. So obviously, pshita. I mean, if, wherever, by definition, the carbon is possible, so then in this Mishnah, it's coming to describe what the chiv is l'gabei Shabbos al bichar. I mean, it's like a one-to-one relationship. You need to now restate in our Mishnah every case where the carbon is possible. Obviously, I'm smart enough to apply the dinim that I've been learning all through the Masechet. Well, says the Gemara, you're right. There really is no point in that statement. The only reason we made this statement was sort of to keep the Mishnah parallel. Since we need to introduce the Seifa, in where the Mishnah says over there that if you shechted it lo chlav, vishalo lo chlav, so over there you would be potter. So it says in the Reisha Chayev. And understand, but there's no chiddush in that either, darn it. Anami pshita. I mean, obviously, it's just the inverse. If the carbon is kosher, we had a beferish mishnah before the carbon is kosher, as long as there was some oakland. So the carbon is kosher, so that if that's the case, you're potter. So what we said, it's all a function of whether you actually had the carbon properly done or not, that's all. That's true, too. Well, the truth is, Aile de Tana shachato shelo lishmo b'Shabbat. Since the whole thing, the Mishnah is introduced with the idea of shelo lishmo, which got us into the whole question of the machlokas and so on and so forth. So Tananami shelo lo ochlav. And the truth is, of course, shelo lishmo also wasn't important. I only mentioned shelo lishmo because I wanted to get into the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, about what the din is of Torah Bedvar Mitzvah. So ultimately, that's the purpose of the Mishnah. To introduce it, we first state a given that it's carbon is potter, it's clear, you'll be chayav. So then why is it that we have this case where there's a machlokas and there's potter? That's talking about because b'diavad you did a mitzvah. That's something else. So we start with the issue of shelo lishmo, and there's the shaila of, okay, but it's possible to do a mitzvah where at least some mitzvah you did. You brought a korban, you bring a korban, so then it should be kosher. That's the shakal azvachim, shakal lishakas. That's what we wanted to get into. Meanwhile, we kept the rest of the Mishnah parallel. So since we started with Shelo Lishmo, in order to get to the Adin of Acherim Lishmo, that got us into the question of Shelo Lochlav, which led us to the question of Lochlav v'Shelo Lochlav. So we just sort of used the Mishnah as a summary of the Dinim in the context of Tehu B'Dvar Mishnah. Om Levuna Bar Chinina Livre. Levuna Bar Chinina asked his son, who was going to Yeshiva to learn by Rabbi Zreika, he said, "Ki azalta lakami to Rabbi Zreika." When you get to Rabbi Zreika, I'd like you to please ask him something's been bothering me for years. There's a mandiomar who holds, we had this back in Masechet Shabbat, if you're mekalkel b'chabura, you're potter. You make a chabura, and I'm an animal and a human being, and it doesn't achieve anything. It just basically tears the skin, loses blood. So there's a mandiomar that says that you're potter. If you're potter, none of this makes any sense. Because you shech the carbon. So you say, you're chayev, if the carbon is possible, you're chayev for chilul Shabbos. If the carbon is possible, you were just mekalko. And the din is in a mekalko, but Shabbos is potter. If you hold mekalko, but chabura is potter. So how do you chayev a carbon chattis for doing something that doesn't achieve anything? The din on Shabbos is that only a melechet makshevet is chayev. Where's the melechet makshevet? Mati Ken. Explain to me what he did here. And Reb Zreika told his son, Tikein im olu lo yerd. There is a takon over here, because it's not as if the shechita of the korban posel in this case makes it completely useless. In the event that a kohen would have been ma'ala, the emurim, on the mizbeach, what would have been the din where the psul is that he shechted shelo lishma? The din would have been, once it's on the mizbeach, leave it there. So that means that there is an element of tikkun vis-a-vis the karma. Was the shechita meaningful? Yes, albeit in a small issue. And obviously we didn't actually get to the case, but that's unimportant. The point is that what you did had halakhic ramifications that were positive, and therefore there is a tikkun over here. It's not a bakalka bakalka. Okay, fine. That's that case. How about in a case where you found out that it's a balmu? So what exactly, where was the tikkun? A balmum, the din is that even if it was olu yerdu, right? So in that case, there's zero tikkun. And nonetheless, it says over here, you have to pick a karba chatas for shechting the balmum. Why? My tikkun. Well, maybe the case of the balmum is the case where the mum was bedokin shebaayin. And because it's a very, very subtle mum, where you need an eye doctor, basically, to tell that this garment is possible. And a libet, Rabbi Akiva holds that in a case where the mum was that subtle, then im olu lo yerd. So maybe there too, there was a takana. Okay, you know what? You're pushing me. I'll find you a case where there's no tikkun. How about you shechted it and you found out that it was a trefa in a lung, let's say. So the Mishnah said over there that you're potter. But what's the implication? The implication is that had it been a trefa bigolui, you would have been chayiv. What exactly were you mitakin there? Nobody holds that an animal that is trefa im olu lo yerd. So there's zero value. Nah, what are you talking about, says Rabbi Zreika? That's an easy case. Because obviously if you shech the trefa, you're mitakin tremendously. If you shech the trefa, you're motzi midei nevela. There's never going to be a tumas nevela on it. And that is a very big tikkun. So that's b'chol not a problem. So tika lotzi bidei nevela. Matki floravina. So let me ask you then another question.
It's not any more mutar with the
mutar. So what?
It's
not mutana. Is there a tikkun? Yes.
Okay.
It's not an event. Good time. How about the famous case? We had this back in Chulin. Somebody shechts a chatas on Shabbos, and he shechts it outside of Beis Hamikdash, and he shechts it for Avodah Zarah. This guy's really on the ball. So he's chayav aleha shalosh chataot. He has to bring three chataot. It was over on three separate lavim that are chayav karet, right? Shvuta chutz, Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah. What did he do wrong? There was no tikkun. How could he be chayav on Shabbos? He did it b'shogeg.
B'shogeg.
Of course. He never chayav a chatas on a shogeg.
He did it.
On amazing.
B'shogeg for two of Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, he's really on the ball.
Yeah.
So, Mati Kane, explain to me, what did he do over there? I mean, Avodah Zarah itself is betame. He's a certain one. He's matzal midei nevela. I mean, it's already tame anyway. Ah, Omer of Avira, no, it was betakem. Why? Because at least it's not an Avram and Achai. So let's say now a Ben Noach would eat it. He wouldn't be chayav. It's obviously a level of tikkun. That's so funny. So, Lamaisa, we can't. You're telling me I'm pushing you to the corner. You go ahead, I'm asking you. Go bring me a case, but there's no tikkun. You know? Life always has some kind of tikkun. It's good to know, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's good to know that there's hope for the world. The next case that we had is where you shech the korban, and then it turns out that all the bialim died or became tameim and so on, and it turned out that it was possible. So there was no way that you could have done that. You did what you needed to do, says the Mishnah, you would be part. Now, in this context, we need to bring up another question, and we'll see why. If you take the case of a korban asham, now, the din is that in the same event that we would have by the Korban Pesach, namely, the Balaam died. Now, of course, we could extend that to all of the Chataot HaMetot cases. So it was the wrong age. The Baal were mitchaprim ba'acher. It was lost, and now we would set aside another one. Whatever the cases are, we get to the details. But the din is that according to the Chachamim, if such a thing happens to a korban chatas, so then we have a lot of mishmi Sinai that the chatas has to die. You have to allow it to die. But if it's a korban asha, what you do is you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then once it gets a mum, you sell it. You use the money to bring an olat nedava, which is an olat sibur, called a kites from the mizbeach, which is used when the mizbeach isn't busy. We like to give the mizbeach dessert, so the mizbeach enjoys its food. So now, the question is, once I was menatek the osham and I put it out to graze, it hasn't gotten a mum yet. The nituk itself, if I now go ahead and I shecht it without specifically saying, I want to shecht this as an olam, it's still kosher. It's kosher for an olam. Why? Obviously because once I menatek it l'riya, it's by definition omed to be an oila, because its money was omed to be an oila. So you see, alma kasava, lo boyakira. I mean, the only explanation for this is that it isn't necessary to specifically say, look, it was an asham, I want it for an oila. It is stam kosher for an oila. That's what he's saying. But if that's the case, if it doesn't require akira, why does it require nitak? I mean, the nitak l'ri'iyah, is that really important? Because what you're saying is that this animal itself, really it's kosher. And it's really omed la'ola. It is so omed la'ola, I don't even have to say it's an ola. Now, you understand why we're getting into this here. Because all along, if a carbon pesach is not omed for a pesach, such as the case where the balim died and so on, then it ought to be automatically a shlamim, which changes the whole equation in the Mishnah, right? So therefore, we want to first establish, okay, we do have information about this in the Brayta about an Asher. So first, let's clarify what the din is over there. Alma kasava, lo boy akira. Now, if you hold lo boy akira, then why do you need nitek ri'ya b'chla? Just tell me, look, basically, once the asham was aimed to be an ola, if you shechted it, it's kosher as an ola, even if you didn't define it. Well, you're right. Really, it doesn't require nitek l'ri'iyah. However, we make a gezerah that in a case where li'achar kapara, what does that mean? Well, let's say the case was over here, the tchapru haba'alim ba'achar. So the ba'alim had themselves a kapara through another korban asham. And now, you were supposed to therefore wait until this asham becomes an oila. You didn't. Okay, fine. So you used the thing itself for an oila. The reason we want you to be menatek is because if you once do that, what is going to prevent you from getting confused and just saying, oh, I once had an asham that I brought as an oila, and not realize, but but that was because you were already been mischaper with a different asham. Now you decided one day, well, you know what, I'll bring another carbon for an asham. I need a carbon oil right now. I know I was once able to bring an asham for an oil. Let me bring this asham for an oil. That would be a disaster. So because of that, we're gozer la'achar kapara, adulifnei kapara. We're afraid that over there, it wouldn't, obviously over there, it's stam, it remains an asham. You can't check this asham stam and expect it to be an oil. So therefore, in order to avoid that confusion, any idiot understands, well, this wasn't a normal asham. I'd already put it out there in the field waiting it for get a mum. You're not going to get confused between that case and a case where your asham was aimed to be an asham. So we make a takana, look, it's, albeit it's all right, but only in a case where it's already minutik l'riyan.
Can you describe
like
this tomorrow if he changes one thing?
No!
Can you explain it? Can you just define it?
A tomorrow is where you take an animal that is in Kodesh and you try to switch it. It's not Kodesh, animal chulin. This is Shinoi Hashem. Yeah. Now, Minot Temra, how do I know that I'm sensitive to such a gezera that otuli lifnei kapora I'm gezerli achar kapora? It's not. We know that that's a problem from the Beferish Mishnah in Torah. Arsham shemetu baala. So here we have the cases that by achatas would be mesa. So the owners died, or the owners were mitkaper with another arsham. The din of the Asham is Yeira Eachi Yistaev. Leave it to graze until it gets a mum, and then Yimacher, sell it, and use the money for Nidvat Sibur for the Kayat Samizbeah. Yipluda Mavlin Nidaba. Reb Eliezer Shita always is that Reb Eliezer makes the din of Asham exactly equivalent to Chatas. And if a Chata Shemetu Baalea or Nidkapra Baacher Meta, so to the Asham Yamut. Rabbi Yoshua says, what do you need for it to get a bal mum? I understand. It, right now, is it kosher as an Asham? No. So therefore, it should be an Ayla. Just you sell it and use its money, not for, what do you have to give it to Nidvat Sibur? Use it for your own Ayla. Why do you have to use it for the Nidvat Sibur? It's kosher for your own Olam. And that's the only difference between Hinn and the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that this is a case of Yiplu Dama Nidvat Sibur. He holds after it gets home, you sell it, but you use it for your own carbon. Now, why? When you sell it, it becomes chum. Once it had a mum. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say bidamav? I mean, obviously the point of Rabbi Yeshua is that your carbon asham, once it's not usable as an asham, is an oila. So if it's an oila, why can't you just bring it as an oila? Why does he say you have to wait till it gets a boom and you only use its monetary value, damav? Why damav? Avugufolo. There's only one possible explanation. And that is that Rabbi Yoshua is worried that if he'll tell you, well, actually, you really could take this animal and bring it as an oila, one day you may not realize that that was only because you'd already been mischaper ba'acher, and you'll say, you know what, I have another animal at home. I'd rather use that one as the asham. I need an oila today. I'll use this as an oila, and I'll bring the asham from my other animal. That is, of course, ridiculous, because you can't be mishaber the shame of the korban to be an oila. And therefore, he was geyser, that you shouldn't get confused. He was geyser, the din of Liacha Kapor, where it's kosher. Ought to your confusion of the thing, Kapor would be possible. Shmami know that we do have this problem. Namely, that we're sensitive to this gezerah. Eitvei Rav Chistel Rav Huna. What about the Mishnah that we just had over here in Pesach? This is why we brought up the whole thing. It says in the Mishnah, you shecht, there you are, doing your job. Shecht the korban, and then you find out that all of the people that were on this korban have pulled out. Now there's no owners for this korban Pesach. Mashku ba'alim et yada. Now, in that case, the halakha ought to be, tani Allah, there's a, we learn in a braita that in, this is all about Shabbos, okay, there was nothing for you to do, but what's the din about the carbon? So it says in the braita, you should know that if this takes place not on Shabbos, not if it takes place on a regular Erev Pesach, what would the din be? Ki ha'gavna yisarif miyad, you burn it. It's possible, there's nothing to do with it, you don't have to wait, you simply burn it on the spot. Like any other carbon that was absorbed gufa. Now, my problem, I'll tell you what my problem is. Iyamit Bishlama Boya Akira. I mean, all of this is based around the fact that no Akira is necessary and that it's all a gezera of Otu Lifne Kapara, right? But if you would say you require Akira, so then what happens to a Pesach that you shechted that has no owner? You'll say, well, Pesach Yishef has owners of Shlomim. Ah, but you didn't know it had no owner. So you shechted it stop, right? So, therefore, if you'll tell me, if you shechted stop, it remains a Korban Pesach. Totally possible. Okay, then it makes sense that I would burn it. You're right. I need to burn it because it's a psul begufa. Kiva Nalet Lebalim. It has no owner. It's a psul begufa because I didn't know, and I said I'm just shechting it for what I thought it was. I mean, it was just automatically a pesa because there was no yakira. So Kiva Nalet Lebalim Avle psul begufa, and that would explain Amtul Ahalki. Because of that, obviously, you have to burn it right away. But your whole approach over here is to explain to me that actually loboy akira, and that really it's gufa is roy for korban oil in the case of the yashar, right? And the only reason that we say no, you have to at least be benatik l'riya, is because we're gezer liyashar kapora otar lifnei kapora. So then, is there a psul begufa? No. Because this carbon, once it had no owners, is automatically switches over to be a shlomim and doesn't require akira. So what's the psul of this carbon? The only psul is that it was brought at the time that a carbon pesach is brought. And if you bring a shlomim at that time, you're going to be bringing it after the tamid of ben arba'in. But remember that you must bring your karbanos between the Tamid Shel Bok and the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, which we learn it from Alav Hashlem Kol Karbanot Kulam. Now, even though Tosfos said before that doesn't possible a karban, however, the Rabbanon made it possible. Fine, so it's a psul begufa. There's other shittas that Ritva holds it's a psul d'oraita. In any event, the problem that I have is that if you are right and it doesn't require akira, what happened? So the moment that it turned out to be not a kosher pesach, it switches to being a shlomim. What is the psul of this new shlomim over here? It's psul is mishum mai, mishum davarach, and for some external reason, namely that you shechted it after the tamid shel ben arba'in. The din is that when some external issue reaches, apostles are carbon, and not something in the carbon proper. There's nothing wrong with this carbon proper, just you should have checked it earlier. So then the din is, you do not burn that carbon on the spot, you have to wait until it becomes no time. It requires ibur tzuraboy. Tanya, ze haklal, kol shepesulo begufo. Look, the rule is like this, and we had this before. If the psul is in the guf of the carbon, then you burn it on the spot. You serve miyad. But if the psul is something external, like it's bedam that was spilled out, or bebalim, there's nothing wrong with the korban gufa. Then to ubar tzirato v'yetzeh lebet asrifa. So then, you have to wait until it becomes notar. So now we got a problem. Because it says over here, shachter stam. Okay, you know what? So then it's a mistake. Ela lo tema shachtu stam kosher l'shum ola. Ela ema shachtu l'shum ola kosher. Fine. So we had a misfortunate, it's an unfortunate phrasing that we said. Actually, all that he said was that it's gufo is shayech to be an ola, but it would require akira. Okay, so now you're changing your mind. All right, now you're saying boy akira. So how about according to Rukhiya Bar Gamda? Remember, we had Rukhiya Bar Gamda who said, "Oi, we were all learning together. We worked with a sugya forever, and in the end, it was Nizrika Mipichabur. I can't even trace who said what, but I can tell you that the result of our discussion was that the only case where we need akira is if the reason that the korban was nifsal was because the owners became tamei meitim." So therefore, since they were Tomei Meit, they needed to bring the korban of Pesach Sheni. If they need to bring the korban of Pesach Sheni, then you can't say that this korban is automatically a shlomim. It's a made for their use in a month from now. And therefore, if you shecht it now without saying specifically, I want this to be a shlomim, then adarabba, it would be a korban Pesach. So what does that mean? That only that case is boyakira, higher than boyakira, but biyama lo boyakira. So how are you going to explain it according to that psak that you do need akira? So now we're back to the question. So where do you get? I don't understand. Where would you get a psul begufo? You don't get a psul begufo. Why is it you sarf miyad? Ma'ikalamimah. El Amr of Unabrader Yeshua, it's talking about over here that it was Nire Venitche. That's the case. Namely, you were mafresh the korban before chatzot, and then the baalim dies after chatzot. So what happened? Initially, the moment that chatzot came along, it's perfectly kosher korban. The worst case that we have is where a korban is nearer to be a kosher korban, and then something happens to be doicheged. That's called nira v'nitche. Once something is nearer than itche, then it's never kosher again. So in that case, it's mamash psubakufa. That would be the reason. And the only cases we were talking about, Lagabi Akira, is where it was never nearer. So at the time of Chatzot, already the Baalim had died. If it was never nearer, then it's easy to use it for something else. So it's always worse. When something was good and then becomes bad is always worse than never having come into itself in the first place, because then that potential is still there to come into it. So it's a beautiful fart, famous fart by the Lekach Tov, by Rav Yosef Engel. He says that's the reason that someone who was a Talmud Chacham, and then he was Shana of the Pirish, he's much worse than Stam, a guy who never learned. As he was near a minute. It's the same swarm.
He should know better.
No, it's because when something is itself, and then it's nifsa. So what brings it back to itself? If it never achieved itself, fine, you're waiting for it to achieve itself. But once you mess yourself up, it's very difficult to fix things and make them. You're never going to restore that primal potential. Okay, in any event, that would be the case. Says that's all very nice according to anybody else except Rav. And unfortunately, this entire discussion has been Rav Huna Amar Rav, right? You're trying to explain why, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, we have the ability to be Yisarf Miyad. And you're saying, if it's Loboy Akira, you're saying, okay, fine, it may be, but there's another problem. The problem is, Rav's Shita all over is that the din of Nira V'nitcha is never applicable to living things. It's only applicable, let's say, to the dam or something like that. Balei chayim einam nidachim. So we're back to where we started from. Why, according to Rav, the way Rav Huna is learning, is there a psul begufa? There's no psul begufa. If you don't require akira, it's a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, it's a psul machmas dover acher. Namely, you brought it at the wrong time. You should have brought it a little earlier before the Talmud Shalbein Arbaim. Okay, big deal. So it's possible, but it's not a psul begufa. So now I should need for it to have to become notar before I can burn it, even b'chol. Ela amar of papa, I'll tell you. It's going aliba to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds v'chein ha-shofet acherim l'shem Pesach is possible. According to Rav, what is this? If it doesn't require akira, to shlomim, and you're shechting the shlomim as a Pesach. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, if you shecht a korban shlomim l'shem Pesach, it's possible gufa. So now the very fact that it's low boy akira means it's more possible. That's the pshat. So it's going over here, Enoch Inami, it's a shlomi, and a shlomi nishka l'shem Pesach, it's so aguf, and therefore yisarif miyad. Wait a minute, but if it's Rebbe Eliezer, then the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Because Rebbe Eliezer holds that even if you're a Teyeh B'dvar Mitzvah, you should be Chayev Achatas. So over here, why does it say you're Potter? Chayev Achatas. You're shaking on Shabbos. So therefore, why come you're not Chayev Achatas? Because I'll let the Rebbe Eliezer Teyeh B'dvar Mitzvah Potter. I thought that's the whole point of the Mishnah. Is that according to Rebbe Eliezer, we don't say, well, you did what you had to do. When you did what you had to do, you didn't do what you had to do. You should know better. Ella Tirgamer of Yosef Breit of Salah Hasidic Committee of Papa, you're missing one shita. It's not Rebbe Eliezer, but there's a shita very similar to Rebbe Eliezer, and that is Yosef ben Chonoi. And Yosef ben Chonoi happens to agree about this one point. which is Tzan Yosi ben Chanoi Omer Hanishchatim L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Chatat Pesulim. He holds that if you went ahead, and this is like a fundamental, this is the beginning of Masechet Tzvachim, that if you shecht, not only is it Pesach and Chatas, the two korbanot that are posel shelo lishmo, but any other korban shechted for a Pesach or a Chatas is posel. Okay, now, that means that Yosef ben Chonoi is essentially telling you the same thing of Rebbe Eliezer here. You had a problem with Rebbe Eliezer. What was your problem with Rebbe Eliezer? He holds the Torah b'dvar mitzvah is chayav. And the Mishnah says you're potter on the Chatas. Ah! Yosef ben Chonoi holds like Rebbe Eliezer vis-a-vis the din of its being a psul begufo because it was a shlomim, that was nishchat Hashem acher, and that's a psul begufo. And he agrees, however, with the din of pture because of potor bedvar mitzvah, in that he saw like Rabbi Yoshua. So we have the perfect mixture over here. We have Rabbi Yoshua shita vis-a-vis the p'tur of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. We have Rabbi Eliezer shita legabe the fact that it's a psul begufay, and a psul begufay is yisur of miyad. Everything works out fine. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, look, you know what's wrong with just saying that Rav disagrees with the bride? What's your whole problem? Your whole problem is if you're telling me a lo boy akira, so then how do you explain the fact that it should be burned right away? Bechol, it's not a psul begufa. No good, Rav holds that ain't a chinami. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Netanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Omer. Im yesh shahut b'yom leida, im mashchu ba'alim et yideihem, o shemeitu, o shenitmahu. Over there, you're chayev v'tu'ubar tzurato v'yotzei lebeit ha'srefa. If you could have known what the din is. So over there, if it would be a din on Shabbos, you'd be chayev. What's the din legabi the srefa? The din legabi the srefa is you have to wait until it becomes nota. And then you take it and you burn it. Now, why is that? My time. La mishum de lo boy akira. So obviously, the whole svar b'shvav b'nosh rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha is that it's not boy akira, and since it's not boy akira, it's essentially a shlamim. Except the problem is, as a psul mach was lover acher that was nishchat acher the tamid shabein arba'im. Therefore, you cannot burn it right away, and you have to wait until it becomes notar. Why can't Rav just hold like that? Why does Rav have to be dependent on the brighter that says burn it right away? You don't think it's wrong, but I should be open on the broker. Wait. How do you know that's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that even things that are psul begufo need to have iwur tzura. Maybe it's because he holds like the Tana Devei Rabba Bar Abua, the Omra Afilu Pigol, Nami Boy Ibur Tzura. He learns that out from the famous Gzera Shava of Ovein, Ovein. It says Ovein Benoisa, and it says Ovein Bepigol. And therefore, the same way that the Torah is Mechayev Srefat Notar, it is Mechayev Burning Pigol only as Notar. So Mimela, if that's the case, it's psul begufo, baby, or not psul begufo. I don't know what Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds about that, but it's very possible the issue over here has nothing to do with it, and therefore that's not Rav Shita. So Mimela, this isn't a very good answer. How do I know there's such? Because I'm not just saying this out of the blue. Elotemahoki. Remember, there were two cases here. One was the case of Meitu Balim, and the other one was the case of Nitmu Balim. Now, it's all very nice to say Meitu Balim if it's Loboy Akira, because it automatically becomes a Shlomi. How do you explain the case of Nitmu Balim? In the case of Nitmu Balim, we run right into Rebchia Bar Gamda and his Nizrka Mipi Chabura. Because of Nitmu Balim, then the carbon was made to be the Pesach Sheni. And therefore, definitely it requires Akira, right? So, Ilote Marki Nitmu Balim Maikalamema. In that case, it's Varei Boy Akira. And therefore, if you shechted it, you shechted a carbon Pesach that was completely possible. And what should be the din if it's completely possible? Burn it on the spot. And yet, what did Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka say? Don't burn it on the spot. Wait until it becomes notar. Now, why the heck would he say that? I'll tell you why. Because he holds that you don't burn things that are psul begufo, because you learn it out from the pigel notar connection. You have to wait until it becomes notar, because there's no other explanation. Yom Rupiya Bagamda Nizrika Mipi Chabura Kigon Shayu Baalim Tomei Meit Vinit Kol Pesach Sheni. So come on, man. This answer of Ashi, I don't like it. I say we go back the way we said before. Yosef ben Chonaihi. That was a good answer. Why make it a machlokas that Rav doesn't have a mekar over here? There's no reason to say that it's a machlokas. We know we have a shita that, for all intents and purposes, boils down to an amalgam of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer vis-a-vis the din of Shlomi ben Nitzal Shalom Lishmo, in this case, where it was the Shem Pesach, but therefore it's a psul begufo. And then we have this other shita of the patur of the Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, and everything is just great. Hadron Alach Elo Devarim. Oh. That was close. He almost gave us a fine Zogdei like a Mishnah. Oh boy. Oh boy. Ketzad Solim et HaPesach. How do you do this?
Can't wait.
Love. Obviously, keep it as impossible. Well, I mean, Mishum the Tana Sefer Potter, Tana Reshachar, and the Sefer Zozer Pshita. I mean, obviously, since over there it's kosher, because it's Lo'och Lo'v Shalom, Lo'och Lo'v Shalom, it's Potter. Okay, true. But I did a ton of Shachatar Shalola Shalom B'Shabbos, so we put in all the other Psulim, also Shalola Shalom. And what do I need Shalola Shalom for a Gufalomali? That's Mishum Nikobayle, Flugia Rebbe Yelis and Rabbi Yeshua on the idea of Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. I got another kash that's been bothering me for a long time. Do me a favor, when you get to your yeshiva, ask him, please. What is the explanation? How does he understand all these mishnayos? What was the tikkun? You were stam mekalka. Why are you chayav for chilul Shabbos? And he answered him, tikeni malulo yerdu. Well, what about Shachtov Nintzibamu? We're in Malu Yerdu. Ma Tikein. Tikein, Bedokin Shabbat. You know, leave the Rabbi Dokin Shabbat. Well, leave the Rabbi Akiva. I'm in Malu Yerdu. Fine. Shachtov Nintzitrefa Besefa Potter. What's the Bashmaut? Habagolui Chayab. What would be the Tikein that you're Chayab? Oh, that's easy. There it's Tikein Lotzibidein Avela. Ma Tikein Ravina. What was the tikkun there? Stop kosher automatically is an ola without any akira. So then you'll ask. So then, even if you weren't menatik luria, it should also be kosher. You don't need akira. When we don't tamer that, we worry about that confusion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamud, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, what do you have to bring an elas tzibur? You could simply for yourself. Okay, but anyway, I mean, if he's saying that, it means he holds that gufo is kosher, right? So then, why does he say only bedamav? Why not gufo? The only explanation is that he's geyser, shema mina, that is indeed an operative principle, and therefore makes sense to learn that that's what's going on over here. Eitver of Chistel Ravuna, shachatov in nodar shemashku ba'alim et yadam. Okay, vis-a-vis the din of the psul of the korban, it says that if this takes place, b'chol, obviously on Shabbos you can't burn it, but b'chol ki'ay gavna, it should be burnt immediately. So in other words, the whole point of this braita is to make it clear that this is a psul aguf. Now, i'amrit bishlamat, not like you. If we're going to admit that it's boyakira, Okay, so then it's a Korban Pesach that doesn't have any balim, which is a psula guf, and antolach, you serve me up. But if you hold that really it's a Korban Shlomi, so then that means when you shechted it, mirejavele Shlomi. What's wrong with the Korban? The psula is only mishum dover acher, namely, the kashach, the acher tamid shel bein arbaim. So then the rule is that you should not be allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait until ibur tsuraboy. Detanya, ze haklal, kol shepesulo begufo yisarev miyad, bedam uve baalim, to ubar tsurato v'yetzi lebeit asreifa. So how do you explain it? Oh, I guess we said it wrong. Lo tema shachato stam, it's kosher l'shum ola. And we meant shachato l'shum ola, it's kosher. So I was, okay, so now you're saying that it's boy Akira, but what are you going to do with Rav Chiya bar Gamda, who said nizraka b'pichabura v'amrei? The only case that you need Akira is kagon shayu ba'alim t'me'im meitim v'nidachim l'pesach sheni, and therefore this animal is basically aimed as a korban pesach in another 30 days. So clearly that's the only case where it's boy Akira. Habi alma, you do not require Akira. So we're back where we started from Michael and me, huh? We're talking about a case of Nira Venitka. What's the case? Kegon Shifrisho Kodem Chatzot, and then at Chatzot it was Roy for Korban Pesach, and then the Baalim died after Chatzot, in which case it's a Nira Venitka, and a Nira Venitka is bad news. Shuven Echoz of a Nira. Says the Gemara, no, it's not bad news. Not according to Rav. And the whole answer over here was only to explain Ravuna Amar Rav. So Midiu Taim El Rav. I thought Rav says Baalei Chayim Einani Dachim. Yeah. El Amar of Papa Amani Rabbi Eliezer Yi. The Amar of Achena Shochet Acharim L'Shem Pesach. Is also possible. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, since it becomes a shlomim, that's exactly why it's a psula guf. Because you shechted l'shem pesach, have a psula begufo. Yeah, but the thing is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't hold of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. In which case, according to him, it's a chatas. You have a chatas. And therefore, why is it saying the Mashiach potter? Don't let say Rabbi Eliezer Torah b'dvar mitzvah potter. Okay, fine. It's sort of like Rebbe Eliezer. It's Yosef ben Chonoi. The Tzan Yosef ben Chonoi Omer that Nishkatim Hashem Pesach Hashem Chatos Upsulim, which basically what Rebbe Eliezer said over here, like I'll be the Pesach, right? So that means Upsul Begufa. Therefore, as be served me out. Ah, you'll ask me, so why does it say vis-a-vis Shabbos your potter? Because Yosef ben Chonoi, he holds a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and he's Savalak Rebbe Yoshua. Ravashi says, why do we have to say that Rav agrees to the bright that it says he sarif miyad? Maybe Rav holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. First of all, if you could have found out whether the Baalim died or Mashku Baalim at Yidei Moshe Meitu, so over there you'd be chayav. And in any event, what you need to do with the animal itself is you have to wait until it becomes notar to ubar tzurato, and then you'd say lebeit asrifa. So obviously he holds the loboy akira, and that therefore it's yotzei lebeit asrifa anyway. Do you see that Rav holds like that also? Maybe it's a different reason. Maybe it's because he holds that any psul, even if it is a psul haguf, requires ibur tsura. And by the way, I don't think you have much of a choice. That's got to be what he holds. Because if you're trying to tell me that he holds that stam, if it's a psul haguf, so that it also requires if you're telling me it's because he holds that it's to ubar tzirato, in this case because of Mashku Baalim, so If nitmu balim, what would you say, ma'ika l'memra? In that case, your vadei boy akira, even according to him, because Rabbi Baganda said nizrka mipichabura, that in a case where the balim were tmei mate and nitchel pesach sheni, it's definitely omate for a korban. So why, in that case, would he say that it was also needed to wait until yibatsura? So clearly, machvarta kedushani miyikara, in the teretz that we had before, that it's going like Yosef ben Chunoi, is a lot better than Ravashi's attempt to make it work out according to Rav exactly as we had it. And Hadran Aloch Elo Devarim.